Christine Milne, welcome to ABC Gippsland.
Thank you very much.
You mentioned on Friday, and I'll paraphrase, you're interested in having a better conversation with regional areas of Australia. Here in Gippsland, what might that conversation look like?
Well, I'm keen to come out and talk to people in rural and regional Australia about ways in which we can work more closely together. Clearly, I'm concerned to make sure that we sustain the land for food and agricultural production and diversify local economies through the development of renewable energy opportunities, and also work on things like, I'm very aware with the Gippsland Lakes that there's rising salinity levels and worries about the future of that. That's a major tourism asset to the region. So all sorts of ways in which I may be able to discuss how we can help rural and regional areas. One of the ways, and clearly to do that, and Gippsland is a big dairy area, and I've taken a very strong stand in relation to the market power of Coles and Woolworths, and I want to actually see us address that duopoly so that farmers can get reasonable farm gate prices.
Your colleague Adam Bant mentioned on Statewide Drive program on Friday some of the points that you've just highlighted there about the work that the party has done around things like coal seam gas, around the duopoly in the supermarkets and so on. Many people would say that's great work, but the message hasn't been getting through. Back to the idea of this conversation, when and where did it go wrong or get worse?
Well, I don't think it's gone wrong or got worse. I just don't think we've been able to cut through with that message. In part, it's because we probably haven't had enough representatives in parliaments around the country to be able to show people that we're very serious about it. But the work that I've done in the Senate, ever since I've been here, I've been on the Rural and Regional Committee of the Senate working on issues particularly like the supermarket duopoly, on things like getting rid of managed investment schemes, which again were a disaster in areas like Gippsland. So there are pockets of the community who know full well of the work the Greens are doing. But what I want to come out and talk to rural and regional Australia about is how we can work together to actually not only keep farmers on the land, keep the land sustained, but also get reasonable returns so that there's an economically viable future for rural and regional Australia, and build on that renewable energy challenge.
Well, one of those industries on the land is the dairy industry, one that you're familiar with, being raised on a dairy farm yourself. Carbon tax comes in the beginning of the next financial year, an enormous impact on the dairy industry through power prices, also probably in a scenario whereby there'll be falling world commodity prices as well. As you know, they're price takers, not price makers. The carbon tax will be seen as, in some ways, a deal breaker for many many dairy farmers. It's almost a step too far. What do you say to them? The Greens have clearly been supportive of this, and it was with your assistance that it got through the Parliament.
Yes, that's the case, because we absolutely have to address climate change, and one of the ways of doing that is to require the polluters to pay, and the price will be put on those who are generating energy from coal-fired power. One of the ways we tried to reduce the cost to the whole industry is to assist the processors in terms of their additional costs. But another way that we need to help the farmers is actually facilitate them getting onto renewable energy and being able to be more efficient, energy efficient, so they reduce the volume supply. That, of course, is going to be a longer conversation to have and a longer policy framework. But overwhelmingly, what dairy farmers need is the end to this ridiculous price war in the supermarkets and getting a reasonable farm gate price. I mean, that $1 litre supermarket milk war has led to significant reductions in farm gate prices. And so we have to actually get to the point where farmers get a better rate of return so that they can manage their other input costs. I totally agree with that.
But most of the Gippsland producers of milk would actually be more aligned with the export market rather than the domestic market. Admittedly, there's some crossover there in terms of pressure, but it's not quite so cut and dry as it might be for dairy producers in New South Wales and those that remain in Queensland, for instance.
Yes, and again, the high dollar is part of the problem for Australian primary producers, and that is because we've got the mining boom not being checked in any which way, which has left us with a very high dollar, and we've also got high interest rates, which are all impacting on those economic opportunities. one of the ways in which farms around Australia can become more profitable is to take up renewable energy, either as producers or in reducing their input costs. And that's one of the things that I want to see facilitated as quickly as we can.
Moving on to perhaps the other end of power generation, of course, the Latrobe Valley. Tender process currently in play. Likely, probable that maybe a couple of the major generators there will put up their hands for a phased closure under the carbon tax and the sort of a reduction scheme of carbon. What do you say to the many hundreds, or if not thousands, of workers who are aligned with those industries who face at least an uncertain future?
Well, I've certainly been aware of the work that the CFMEU have been doing, looking at with plant closure to try to make sure that there are no forced redundancies, looking at ways that workers can be taken up in other areas of the power sector, looking at research and development, looking at significant and effective community assistance, for example. Now, I'm sympathetic to all of those things and very keen to talk to the workforce and to everyone actually involved in those communities to find ways of basically strengthening the communities as we move away from fossil fuels. We have to move beyond fossil fuels, but that means supporting people in the transition. Now, that's a view the government holds very strongly, and I know that there have been talks with the Prime Minister and with Minister Combe, and the Greens have stood behind that, saying, yes, we're prepared to support communities in transition.
But that still means probably a period of trauma and unemployment to an area that has already seen that through privatisation a couple of decades ago.
Well, certainly we don't want any repeat of those past privatisation failures.
But I'm not actually hearing any plan as to how we might avoid that, Christine Milne, I have to say.
Well, the community there, actually having dealt with considerable dislocation in the past, the workers are fully cognizant of the fact that these changes are coming. They've been working on them for a long time, and what they're asking for is to be supported, not to have forced redundancies, to invest in research and development, and we're behind them in doing that.